Just drop it, you're
gonna don't make me do it.
Now my timer's all on.
So, you got like a few seconds.
What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, episode 59. Man, this is awesome during this offseason. Breaking off of that last show, we're going to do some free agent running backs today. Mainly unrestricted, but of course, my buddy over here doesn't play by the rules. You know,
we hate rules.
I make up my own rules and then you break them. So it's cool.
We hate rules.
Fair enough.
So yeah, we're going to do some running backs. I wasn't listening to you, so I don't know if you told them that already.
Thanks, buddy. At least there's only two of us here. You only have one job.
And both of me.
And you failed. And both of you. Yeah, so, right. Free agent running backs. That's what they're here for. We're not even going to talk about bait goods or anything like that. Hand for a long time.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Some Hallmark holiday shade and some bacon good hate.
I think he just said no rants at the beginning of the show, so we'll stay away from that.
Yeah, so we won't rant about no rants.
All right, so we'll start with Doug Martin. Seems how he recently hit the news by being cut.
Just jumping out, I like it. The hamster.
Hamster. Now, what's he got left in him before we go? I mean, do you think he's got a little left in the tank?
I mean, it's hard to say, right? Doug has a couple seasons of like 1,400 yards in there, mixed in with a bunch of crap seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's still got something left. I feel less likely that he's going to get a chance to showcase that.
Sure. But
he is what, almost 30? That's the magical cliff for running backs?
Yep, he's gotten...
And that's one that I've shown decently, you know, consistent.
Yep.
So...
I mean, if the pattern shows any kind of consistency, this shouldn't be a horrible Doug Martin year.
True, but I think you got to kind of throw that all out the window, changing teams and scenarios and everything. But I get your point. Well, you're saying you'd like him in the silver and blue up there in Detroit?
I don't think I would, and I don't think that'll happen. I think that they're
more... I do not want him in Miami.
Some other players on this list... yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's stay with your Doug Martin here. Let me just give you a couple teams in need of a running back. Not the obvious ones at the top: Browns, Giants, Colts, blah blah. But Jets.
I don't think that
he can't go back to the Bucks.
Nope, he won't be going back to the Bucks.
Jets like them old running backs, you know, Forte. They just gobble them up, them old ones. I don't know. Unless they go get Cousins, they're probably not in a win now mentality, so they're still rebuilding. So I don't know that really helps.
McCown didn't do bad. What if they just stuck with McCown? Now, you know.
Well, then still Doug doesn't make sense to me. I think they would go get a younger running back or I don't know.
I agree.
I mean, McCown had a good season, you know, with what was there and stuff like that while he was healthy, but McCown's also like 1,000. I don't know, man. I don't see a lot of
he's like your age, so yeah.
I mean, then your father time. Sure, buddy.
So okay,
McCown is older than me.
What about a team like, say, the Giants? I could see Doug Martin with the Giants, maybe. Going there. And you know, I want my guy Paul Perkins to show up, but maybe they put somebody like Doug Martin in that situation with somebody like Paul Perkins there, have Paul Perkins catch the ball, which is something he can do. He needs to be able to showcase that and have Doug Martin taking the workload, something like that, maybe. I mean,
Giants offensive line is so bad. I mean, I guess they could definitely address it, you know, where they're picking, you know, at 2 or, you know, maybe in the second round at a second pick. They need some help on the offensive line for sure. I don't know that Doug can hamster his way into a bunch of holes there.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there a team in the NFL that could sign Doug Martin and make you interested in Doug Martin for fantasy football?
Man, I'm trying to look at the list of teams that even questionably need running back.
Like, can anything make you interested?
I don't think so, man.
I'm with you. The more, you know what I mean, kind of. It's
when
like we can
just look at the names, you know, unless we're talking about something, you know, really silly, like, you know, Zeke gets suspended or one of those big guys gets hurt and they're like, they brought in Doug before that and then they just let him run as the guy with the volume. But I,
give me a year with the Pats, maybe. Year with the Pats, maybe, to be that LeGarrette Blount they had a couple years ago.
All right. Yeah, and we looked for that in Gillislee last year. And you're still not going to want to own any Pats running back. Because even if he goes there and is successful, it's going to be every fourth game. You're never going to guess the right one. So that still doesn't make me excited about it.
Yep, I'm with you. But you could see something like that, sort of, right? I mean, going to the Pats.
Sure.
Pats are signing somebody this offseason.
Let's segue right there into we're just going to jump back and forth here. Whatever. Okay. So let's segue right there to the Pats with both Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead are unrestricted. I heard Deion came out and said he's not giving a, you know, a home team discount. Deion wants to get paid.
Yep.
Do you see him getting paid? Or
I do. I think that Deion Lewis can get more from another team than he can the Pats, to kind of answer your question. Maybe a 3 or 4 year deal worth $3 to $4 million a year. The Pats don't like to pay that.
Right.
I could see Deion Lewis being a guy that goes to Detroit or something like that. That's the guy that I could see going to Detroit over, say, Doug Martin. But
and you like the idea of Deion Lewis, you know, in Detroit? You think that makes that team better?
I think it would make our run game a little bit better, it makes your team a little bit better.
Fantasy-wise? Deion Lewis as a Patriot or Deion Lewis as a Lion?
Well, man, that's such a tough one because who knows how they would use Lewis in
New still England next year. Right, still having Riddick there too.
If Lewis goes to Detroit and they pay him the money he wants, I like him there a lot because they're paying him for that job. You know, so anywhere Lewis goes, he's going to get that money. And
right, I guess that's more the question there. Do you think he goes and gets, you know, number one RB money, you know, for whatever team that is? Like, or is he going to just be another role player?
Such a tough question, dude. Such a tough question. It's going to be such an interesting market this offseason with all the free agents and with all the rookies coming in. And, I mean, even those some pretty inspiring. Free agency
is only a couple weeks away. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and some really nice rookies coming in that they can draft and pay dirt cheap for a couple of years, you know. And
right.
But I think Lewis will get paid somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do, man. And I don't think it's going to be from the Pats.
Yeah, I hear you there. You think Lewis is worth more right now? Or, you know, you're willing to gamble on waiting for him to get signed with a team and see if the markup doesn't happen then?
I think that you go get Lewis now while he still has the New England Patriots next to his name, and you use that in your favor that any running back in the Patriots could be the running back at any time. I don't know. Patriots running backs leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, and that's still what he is, you know. So I think now's the time to get Lewis before he's a free agent looking for those teams. I heard he wants a $10 million guaranteed.
Okay.
Which isn't a ton of money.
That's not too crazy.
For the NFL standards. So
I mean, I don't really need it.
And then whatever happens to the rest of that contract, I mean, we'll see. But right. I think if a team is going to pay him what he's looking for, I think they're paying him because they want him. And I think that's the telltale sign of how he'll likely be used. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm interested at that point. Gotcha.
All right, so the other guy we didn't talk much about there, even though we mentioned him at the front, is Burkhead. Any interest in Burkhead? Can't stay healthy. Like, shows it when he's there, but, man, he's rarely there.
Not really for me, no.
I'll give you a fourth-round pick for Rex Burkhead right now. You take it?
Sold. Starting over. Nice.
All right, who you got? Who you got on your list?
I've got our boy McKinnon on here next.
Yep, okay.
McKinnon,
you're higher on McKinnon than I am.
Am I?
I feel like it. Maybe not. We'll see. 26, he's looking to get paid too, right? This is the deal. This is time. He's got to make his money if he's going to make it.
Yep.
Best scenario for Jarrett McKinnon.
I think that he is one of those guys that I could really see. I know I mentioned Martin, and we just talked about Deion Lewis, but I could see McKinnon signing with somebody like the Pats for less money than he wants in a smaller role than he wants. I think that McKinnon is great. I think he's that RB2, RB3. I think that Deion Lewis is better. He's a little bit older, but I think that Deion Lewis is going to probably have a stronger role by the beginning of the season than what McKinnon will.
Okay. Dynasty wise, you want Lewis over Jarrett McKinnon right now?
I do. To play this year, yes, I do.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that
I guess that's right. I think McKinnon's more secondary role, you know, max. I would love to see him come back, you know, in Minnesota and be Cook's backup, but fantasy wise, that doesn't really help us.
And I don't know if it's weird to me to take it to this side, but the verbiage that like the players in the little bit that I've looked into this and what the players want and what they're looking for, Lewis kind of has said what he's looking for in the range of money, and McKinnon has kind of mentioned what he's looking for in the terms of a role on a team. And I don't know. It doesn't flatter me for McKinnon that he's trying to tell what he's worth and the role that he should have. I don't know, man. It turned me off a little bit.
I gotcha. What,
I think it increased his price. Sorry. I think it made his price go up a little bit because we're speculating based on what a player wants. And I don't know that with the way the market is, any team is going to go after McKinnon to give him that strong of a role. I think that Deion Lewis has showed a little bit more with being in a New England backfield that is so up and down.
Yeah. I guess. What if McKinnon would follow the head coach? You mentioned the Giants earlier, but what if McKinnon ended up there as the maybe, you know, I don't know where he's really built for first and second down, but if it's just him and, you know, Paul Perkins and even Gallman, they're kind of all just kind of split in roles where McKinnon ends up with the most touches out of them, you know, maybe committing the most amount of money there, but still his usage isn't quite the same. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've sold all my shares of McKinnon except for the one that I own Dalvin Cook in because I think that's right where he's going to end up.
Gotcha. All right, so why don't we go to Blunt since we're kind of staying on those Patriot running backs or at least the opportunity there. 31, going to be 32 at some term during the season. Does Blunt did another short-term, you know, one-year deal with him where he ends up coming in and just being that hammer? You see him getting a roll, or is it about time?
I kind of like the idea, actually, for cheap, if you can buy Blunt cheap. I think that he's on my list. I'm hearing a little bit of interest from the Panthers and maybe from the Eagles still wanting him back or something like that.
Okay. On the cheap there, so.
Yep.
Panthers is interesting. Would that be in place of Jay Stu there? Like that kind of role?
See, that kind of concerns you, doesn't it? Yeah. Probably right. Just another body or something a little bit bigger. If it's in place of,
then I like it a lot. Just as another body. I mean, Jay Stu, you know, isn't necessarily the most injury free kind of guy there. So I guess you would see that, but all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't really buy into Blunt, but I guess if it was cheap on a contending team.
It'd have to be
team,
super cheap with that age, too.
Yeah, on a contending team. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Where else are you going?
Well, let's just get to Jeremy Hill.
All right, he's at the very bottom of my list, but I had to put him on here.
Is your list of importance or just...
No, it's just random, but okay. I figure like there's some semblance of him being on the bottom, right? Somehow, just in
fair
my head.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Talk about your boy Jeremy Hill. After you know, he freaked me out and got him from me in a trade.
See, I don't mind Jeremy Hill. On the cheap though, again, still and total, just one of those speculative situations because I'm curious of what happens. And I mean, he's somebody that you could maybe see with a team like Detroit. He's still young. He's 25 years old. He will be 25 week one. Man, I don't know.
Jeremy Hill to Detroit is interesting, and just have him be the first and second down guy.
And it's, yeah.
Like, Amir should really be more of a third down back, right? Like, you know what I mean? And let him and Riddick kind of split that? Or you think that means the death of Amir?
Dude, no, I kind of agree with you. And interrupt me if we have to, but I was kind of just in a discussion with somebody about Detroit and their running backs. And he was talking about Tyon Green and how maybe. But anyways, their backfield got up. And I think part of the problem with Detroit is we're always looking for like that running back instead of using the running backs that we have to the best of their ability. We're always looking for Barry Sanders or like that one guy. And we don't just stick with a plan. We've been through so many running backs that were decent, you know, like no superstars or anything like that, but good role players, good guys that if they could have put the right tandem together, or just stuck with one plan, they might have done okay. And I'm not saying like an RB1 for fantasy, but I'm saying more of team needs. But I think we've always just looked to replace Barry Sanders. And I think that it's really hurt our running game. But yeah, I don't think that Amir Abdullah is that guy. I don't think he should be a workhorse back. I think that he could, he's still young. Like he could still be a viable asset on an NFL team and for fantasy even, but I don't think he's used right.
Agreed. Nope, I hear you.
So, but yeah, somebody like Jeremy Hill, even back to that crappy guy we were talking about, Doug Martin, like somebody that could break a few more tackles, you know?
I hear you.
But Jeremy Hill, I think he's got to have some life in him. I wonder if, you know, part of the reason he wasn't doing as good because he's been nursing this injury. He stopped the season early to get his body in place, ready for free agency. You know, he saw what was coming. He knew he wasn't part of the Bengals' plans. Like, smart personal move, in my opinion, you know. Crappy team move. I don't know if it'll turn anybody off from him, but, we'll see what happens.
He saw Mixon was the guy there, like.
Yep, Gio wasn't going anywhere with the role that he played, and the writing was on the wall.
All right. How about Mr. Frank Gore himself? He still wants to play.
He does.
He's 35. Still wants to play. I think he's still got a little bit. We've heard people say for like 6 years that this was the last year of Frank.
Yeah.
I feel like he's still got some flex-worthy weeks in him. But, man, Andy's line has just been atrocious since the moment he got there.
Yeah, and he still did pretty decent.
This is the first time that he didn't put up. Yeah, and this is the first time he didn't finish his RB1.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Without the quarterback he went to the team to play with, and I mean.
Exactly.
He's done all right. No, that's
I got to think at this point, Frank takes, you know, veteran minimum kind of money and is on a ring chase. So I don't want to keep saying the Pats, so I'm just going to be quiet there. But
probably go to the Dolphins then.
Yeah, because we're winning it all. Watch out. Juiced up. Go get juiced up.
Heck yeah.
We won't talk about Landry until the next episode. But I'm happy. All right, I know there's a few names everybody wants to hear, but we got to wait on those. But I'm going to throw Isaiah Crowell at you. Mr. Cleveland Browns there. Not coming back with Cleveland.
Nah.
Isaiah Crowell or Jeremy Hill?
I think that I would go with Jeremy Hill. I think that he's done more. They're a similar age.
They are similar age. I think Jeremy Hill's just a little older.
Yeah, I think what Crowell's 24.
25, I got him at, or maybe that's by the time the season starts, I think.
Okay, so I think that I would rather go with Jeremy Hill, man. I don't know, and that sounds wrong to say, but Crowell hasn't shown a ton, you know. He showed enough in 2016 to make us think he was going to do really well last year, but he didn't, you know.
Right.
I mean, they ended up going with Duke Johnson most of the year. Now this year we're talking about Duke Johnson.
Don't do it. We shouldn't be talking about it. I can't agree with you there. Just for value's sake. Like, if you want to just tell me that you think Jeremy Hill will outproduce Crowell in this next year, then I can at least understand.
That's kind of what I meant.
the argument there, but like if dynasty wise, if you have Crowell, you can get Jeremy Hill plus probably.
Oh, for sure. Decent.
Second, at least, you know what I mean? Somewhere in there, I bet.
Like, I can't afford Crowell for what I think he'll do next year. I can.
That's fair. Yeah.
Totally afford Jeremy Hill and take the risk on him, and it won't affect my team that much.
Yeah, because even now you can get Jeremy Hill just as a throw in, right?
Oh, yeah. Bastard. That's what he's called. Throw in.
Mr. Throw in. I like it. Yep. Mr. Throw in the trash.
Get that right off your food truck. Throw that in.
Right? Right.
Wait, Jeremy Hill's making
a cameo. It's That'd like be awesome. Yeah. All right. What else you got on your list? Do you have anybody about the big two?
I don't know.
It's not even really two. It's big one, and then there's another guy.
I've got Damian Williams.
All right. I like that one. That's on my list. Why don't you talk about it?
I don't know. He's somebody, and I've said this too much. I won't ever say it again for at least another day. But he's somebody that I really think would fit that mold of the Patriots, where we talked about some of the vets and stuff. But I think if they get rid of Deion Lewis and they go a different direction, I think they bring somebody like him in, and they just back to their 4-6-headed monster again.
That's what I say. Everybody can't be on the Patriots, but we say that every year. Then they have like 5 running backs going into the season.
Then they get them all.
Right?
All these weird little backs that you're like, oh, not interested. Right. And then everybody's like, well, I'm getting Gillisley. And then you're like, sweet. How'd that work out?
Right. I wouldn't mind seeing him come back to Miami. I think when he was healthy, like he actually played pretty well. And I like the 1-2 of him and Drake.
Yep.
From an NFL perspective, from fantasy, it really capped both of their upsides there. But I don't know. I really liked when we let Damian Williams handle a little bit more of the workload, and then I liked it even more at the end when Drake was getting it.
I think that's the best spot for him.
I agree.
I would love to see that happen for your team and for fantasy football. And I'm curious about CJ Anderson as well, though.
That's a very interesting one. Since all the news is that the Broncos will release C.J. Anderson going into that, the Dolphins tried very hard to go get C.J. Anderson, basically to the point where it made Denver front load that contract to where this is the time where they were going to release him, but made him pay up for it. So with that, you know, Miami Adam Gase connection, it would be interesting to see if C.J. comes in there almost as like our veteran presence. And let Drake kind of do that, and even if that means re-signing Damian Williams, and then letting that be it for the running backs this season and address our needs elsewhere, like spending money to keep Jarvis Landry.
Ooh.
Since we just franchised him. I said I wasn't going to talk about it.
next show.
Right, the next show.
Come on.
Anything else there on Damian Williams, CJ Anderson?
Real good.
All right, I'm going to let's do it this way. Let's do the two Giants guys. So I have Orleans Darkwa and Shane Vereen. Either one of those guys, can they be fantasy relevant, or is it time to get out and sell what you can for dynasty-wise?
I think Vereen for sure. If you can get anything for him, you might as well take it.
Can't stay healthy.
He's one of those players that, yeah, exactly. Even
could
if he
back
shows
up on the Patriots?
Yeah, even anywhere. Like, he's one of those players, even if he shows up a couple times and
yeah,
whatever I got for him, I'm still happy with it. And
yeah,
for sure.
Darkwa, only 26, actually ran okay behind a bad Giants O-line a few times this year. I don't know. Maybe he's should be in that same category as like Jeremy Hill, Isaiah Crowell, like going into that next spot if they're going to get an established role.
Yeah.
Play. I think all three of those guys will probably just be kind of a guy on the squad waiting on the main guy to take an injury, but I wonder what that would be if you put those three up dynasty-wise. I mean, I think Crowell would obviously win it, but when you really broke it down, Crowell, Darkwa, Jeremy Hill.
Right.
That's a bunch of gross.
It is.
Yeah. So speaking of gross, how about Mr. Alfred Morris?
Oh, that sounds pretty gross.
Right? Like, he's not going to stay in Dallas, right? But then
probably not. But, I mean, they kept DMC around for no reason, so maybe.
Right. They still got Rod Smith there, but I don't know, man.
I think Dallas could almost do better with drafting a running back super late, third or fourth day, and not worry about Morris, you know. He doesn't do bad, though, but
it'd be so cheap to take just one of those late round flyer guys and just see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair. All right. I only got two players left. How many you got?
Let's do it. What you got?
All right. That's cool. Thanks for answering. So how about Mr. Carlos Hyde?
Yeah.
This is your boyfriend, the 49ers.
He is. 26, right?
26. He will be 27 during the season. So he's still got some time, though. I'm interested in this one.
Yeah?
I think he will be more valuable at the next stop than he was there.
Yeah?
No?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Where do you want him, though? Where's he going to go?
So what if he ended up in Indy and was the bell cow to Max third down back?
Okay.
Or, I don't know. I'm trying to go down this list here. So the list is Browns, Giants, Colts, Broncos, Jets, Bucks. Those are all, and 49ers. Those are all in the top 10.
Maybe the Jets even.
Yep. That's not bad. And let Powell still be kind of be the third down back. And you still have Elijah McGuire there to be the backup, backup to Hyde in case something injury wise happens. Oh, yeah.
One more Lions. Reason to not talk about the Jets too. I like it.
Right. There you go. I have the Lions, even though I didn't find them on any list, because that's weird that I don't think they need a running back. But so I put them on the list here. The Bills, even though Shady's there, how much more time does Shady have? I don't know if they spend enough to get it. Yeah.
If the Bills draft a running back in some of those later rounds, I want him in Dynasty because I think that...
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, even if it doesn't seem that appealing to you
this
in
year,
redraft or year one or even maybe year two, like, that's the guy you want.
Right. For sure. Anywhere else for Carlos Hyde? I know you're not a big fan of Carlos, but...
I'm not, but I mean, he's young. He's got some stuff left in the tank. I get it. I really do. Yep. I think that you named the ones that, the best cases.
Right.
He's not going to go to New England. I don't think he'll follow.
That would be the one guy that does on this list.
I don't think he'll follow Gore to the Colts, though.
Right. That's just a fun story, too.
It is, yeah.
But they do need to, I don't think Mac is that guy. You know what I mean? There will be another running back there. Even if it means Mac is a little bit more than the third down back, but there has to be another back there.
Maybe he replaces Lamar Miller or something.
In Houston? Why you gotta be me?
I'm just thinking, Foreman and Hyde would be pretty good together.
I'm interested to see Foreman coming back.
From that injury?
A torn Achilles is no joke. So, in a running back, you're talking about burst speed and I don't know. That's, he wasn't a super fast guy to begin with. So if he's a really slow plotter, now you just got a lackluster Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. I think Lamar still got something left in the tank. And I think we'll see it early because Foreman won't be ready.
Yeah.
So Lamar, even though we're way ahead of ourselves here, might be a very early, redraft during the season, trade target, bounce him and get cash out.
Yep, do it.
All right, I almost don't want to say it, the very last name, because I believe he does not go anywhere, but it's Lev Bell.
Yeah, I don't think he goes anywhere either.
Womp, womp, womp.
I hope he goes to Detroit. Oh, man, could you imagine?
Holy cow. I hope he goes to Miami.
Man.
I hope he goes anywhere.
He's used to our weather, though.
Also, there you go. He might as well then.
That's what I'm saying. Find a Michigan tie and give me that.
So might as well not just.
Yeah, he went to Michigan State.
Right.
I think he stays there too, though. And if he doesn't stay there, I think he's probably replacing somebody like Carlos Hyde or somebody like that. I don't think he'll come to Detroit. I would love that, though.
49ers would be ridiculous.
Could you imagine?
I've never actually thought of that one, but that one's very interesting. Talk about weapons for Jimmy G, then you give him a Lev Bell.
It's hard to talk about Bell because I think we're both kind of the same in that I think that's where he'll end up being.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it almost doesn't make sense for you to talk about anywhere else. But, man, contract, do you think they franchise him?
Bell?
Do you think, even though he said he doesn't want to be franchised, do you think they franchise him?
Yeah.
Make him prove it and say, you know what, here is $15 million, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Play for your money, and then we'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. It's a lot of money.
I know you want a long-term deal, but we're giving you 15 mil, like almost $1 million a game to play.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I'm with you, dude. And it's a lot of money. And if you sit out on that, I mean, it kind of looks bad. He's still young. You're young enough.
For sure.
All right. Put up a couple questions or a shout today. Got a couple questions off the Fantasy Life app on some couple dynasty questions.
I did not go check these out. So I'm interested to see what you got.
First question is from our boy JJK.
What's up, buddy?
He wants to know, how do you stop joining dynasty leagues?
I feel like I am not the person to come to, and you were probably in at least twice as many as I am, so I don't know that we're going to help you out here. I could do the reverse of help and say that...
Get into our dynasty league.
Right? we are starting a dynasty league, so I don't think that's what you asked for. But if you want, there might be one around.
But I would say this, like, I find that...
Just say no.
I try to... I want to know a little bit more about each league I get into, and I like to have them have a little something different. I found that those couple leagues that you get in, if they're set up too much the same, like
can't be the same,
same strategy, same people, like give me something else to think about. Like, do some different formats, stuff like that. But yep, I said I wasn't going to do any startups this year. I'm almost done with my first startup draft, and we're going to be starting this one
more coming.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So much for that.
Yep. Our boy Ruxin wants to know, what are you wearing? I think he's asking me because that we had a little dialogue going, but
yeah, but wasn't the shouts about me? But I have, I'm just going to go anyway. I have a Ghostbusters t-shirt on.
Ooh, nice.
What, you know, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
And is it the Marshmallow Man or how you reference?
No, it's like the no ghost symbol.
Nice. Any pants?
So I'm wearing a black Ghostbusters t-shirt. I answered the question.
Oh,
I got
man.
Flip-flops on. They're sliders.
I am slacks and tie
Casey.
All the days.
Right. All of the days.
All of the days.
Slacks and ties. And perfect.
The mighty J10 wants to know.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
He wants to talk about the possibility of Baker Mayfield throwing to Landry in Miami. He said Jarvis was just tagged, and Miami has been showing a lot of interest in Baker.
Yeah, I have heard that. I don't know if I'm crazy. I mean, I'm crazy. But I don't want to use the pick that we'd have to use for Baker on Baker. Like, I think Tannehill actually showed pretty well in preseason before he got hurt. So, can I give him one more shot? Last year didn't count.
No, I like the idea of one more shot for Tannehill.
And if it's not, you know what I mean? If this doesn't work and then we rewrite it next year, then yeah, it'd be like, dang, it'd be nice to have Baker there working alongside him. But I don't necessarily want the competition there for Tannehill, for question marks to be brought up. Let it be his, and let's go at it one more time.
And that's just it.
Ace has an extra year, so if we're
you have to
Jarvis
pay so
back,
much from an NFL team perspective to get Baker.
Baker's going to be a first-round pick, and don't be surprised if he's in that top 10, 12 range as quarterback frenzy gets crazy. So I don't want Miami to spin that. Like, we're picking at 11 if we don't move. Like, I don't want to move up. You know what I mean? And give up that first and a second, you know, to move up four spots to
so
get Baker or something. Like,
super quick for the mighty J10, let's say it happens, and that's your quarterback now. What do you think? How do you feel about that?
All right, so this will sound weird, but I love Baker. Like, I think he might not be the most polished, you know, coming into year one as the rookies. But if you make me pick a quarterback right now out of this class, I'm taking Baker. Like, I think he's going to find ways to win. Biggest knock on him is, you know, his jersey always stays clean. He's got a nice pocket around him. And when it collapses, he gets a little rushed. But I like Baker a lot and think he'll be a great pro.
So you don't hate it. You just want to give Tannehill another shot.
Right, and don't want to use, and don't want to use the capital, you know, that draft capital on a pick that I think we could use elsewhere and let Tannehill show it one more time. If we end up with Baker, then I mean I'm not gonna go get a Mayfield jersey, but I'm not going to. Like if I get one as a present, I'd rock it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I like Baker a lot. I just would rather see my team, the Dolphins, use the pick necessary for Mayfield on something else.
All right. Ready for this one. Jedi wants to know, what are your thoughts on the running back situation in Seattle? Is Carson going to be the lead guy?
I feel like this is definitely a buzz around the app and anywhere right now. I've gotten into a couple conversations with this. Even recently with us, just because I've traded for Carson recently. So I try not to let that kind of stick in my head as much as I can. I feel like Carson was close to coming back last year, you know, at the end of the year, was healthy and ready to go when they kind of just shut it down. Like, let's just save it. We're not making the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. I think Carson will have the first opportunity to be the lead dog in Seattle. We've seen how they flip-flop through backs a lot, but if he stays healthy, I think Carson finishes as the top scoring running back in Seattle next year. Whether that means he's a mid-level RB2 or even farther down is a different story. But I think Carson, at this point to me, Carson is the guy in Seattle. And if I can acquire him even slightly on the cheap, I'm going to try to.
Yeah. But it's no sure shot. But I agree with you. Most of what you just said, I think it's going to be Carson probably getting first shot at that. Then I think it's going to be Mike Davis behind him. I think that Rawls and Lacey are all but done there. I wonder what they do with Procise. I mentioned to you the other maybe they draft that third round running back. Maybe they give him another shot. I don't know, dude. How long do you give a scat back like that to play a game?
I think we'll see a resurgence of Procise, and maybe it's time. We see him play more wide receiver type of role. He played both in college. I mean, he played all over the field in college. So, I mean, they just need weapons out there. So if he can stay healthy, there's another big if, and it's in Seattle still. But why not, you know, put him on the outside or in the slot out there, you know, with Tyler Lockett and with Doug Baldwin, just getting him on the field and having defense have the key on somebody else that with the ball in his hands can make a lot of people miss.
What kind of draft capital are you willing to pay to get Carson at this point? You said take a risk on him. Like, if you're paying with picks, what will you pay for Carson?
I'm not against a late first, early second, especially for you know, that's probably going to be a contender around that area unless you traded for that pick. I might give up a little bit more as we get closer before the rookie draft happens, if, you know, depending on when your rookie draft is, to see what's happening with like OTAs and stuff like that with Carson. You know, if you're one of the rookie drafts that happen a little bit like into the preseason or like, you know, right before that, and OTAs and all that stuff's already happened and Carson's the lead dog, then I might go even a little earlier because Carson's still pretty young.
Yeah, he is pretty young. You might be willing to pay a little bit more than me.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't doubt that I'm maybe a little bit higher on Carson than most out there. I get that Seattle just, you know, offensive line is atrocious. And
he did really well before he got hurt.
The defense is looking bad, so there's not going to be a lot of positive game scripts. So I can definitely write all the stuff where, like, Carson, even if he is a lead dog, isn't getting a lot of work, you know what I mean? But I'll take the risk for a chance at a starting running back.
Yeah, for sure. What about Mike Davis?
I'll obviously play a little less, but I mean, I'll throw a third at you.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'll go much higher than that.
But you think it's going to be those two?
Mike Davis ran well too. Yeah, I think Rawls and Lacey. Lacey was only on a 1-year deal anyways, I believe, right? So
yeah.
I don't have him on this list, but I probably don't need to.
He was happy to get out of that deal and finally be able to eat again. I'll tell you what.
Not have to be on the scale every week trying to make $50,000.
That was my last question.
That was your last one?
It was.
All right, buddy. I kind of like the time here. I got to ask you the two minute drill question.
So I have a timer ready. I do.
Look at you. I know. Even though I know you don't, I love the fact that you're ready to lie for me still.
Yep.
So, yep.
And now, your 2 minute breakdown.
How many feet below sea level do you need to be for it to be impossible to fart? Timer.
Yeah, 100 feet.
Only 33 feet, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Lions haven't won a playoff game since 1991. How many playoff losses do they have in that time frame?
Sad face. Probably not that many.
0-8. 0-8.
I'm surprised that we made it to enough games to win eight.
Over under. Gurley appears in 1.5 Super Bowls.
Under.
Juiced up or moving around like food trucks?
Juiced up.
Does Gronk retire before Brady?
No.
1 week, all expenses paid. Where do you go?
Oh, man, that's tough. Pass.
Summer or Winter Olympics and a second round pick?
Summer.
Marvin Jones finishes as the Lions team wide receiver what in 2018?
Wide receiver one.
On average, there's probably at least one spider within how many feet of you right now?
5.
6 to 10 feet. Be careful.
Whoa.
Corey Davis, speculative stat line for 2018. Give me his line.
1,100 yards, 80 receptions, 5 touchdowns.
Saquon Barkley or Geis and Cortland Sutton?
Say
Barkley
again.
Barkley or Geis? Do you want Barkley or I'll give you Geis and Sutton?
I want Barkley.
It's the end of the 2018
just so exciting, you know?
Fantasy season. Top 5 running backs in order. Go.
For next year?
Yep.
Gurley.
Last question.
Gurley.
Gurley 1.
Zeke.
Zeke 2.
Bell.
Bell 3.
Oh, man, this gets so hard. Man.
Who's 4? Come on.
I don't know, dude. I'm back and forth on this one, so.
But you made me do this for wide receivers, and I forgot Nuke. Come on.
Hunt.
Hunt 4.
And, man, Bell.
You already said Bell at 3.
Oh, did
Bell finishes so good, he's at 3 and 5.
Yeah, that's how I want it.
Jordan Howard is your auto pick for 5. Pick
no.
One.
And I guess
3.
Fournette.
2, 4, 1, 5. I like that. I just didn't even say words just now. 1 week, all expenses paid. Where do you go?
I don't know, dude.
That's your comeback. That's your last one.
This isn't so. The last place I saw that I was like, oh, that'd be really fun. That looks cool. Was Ireland. So I wanted to stay there, but I feel like there's way cooler places than Ireland that I could go for all expense paid trip. But
I like Ireland though. Ireland's coming, you know, with St. Patrick's Day coming up. Like that's dope.
I'd probably come to see you. Stay in Disney.
I'm expensive. It's all inclusive.
I'm not paying. It doesn't matter.
That's true. All expenses paid. Somebody's paying that shit.
BD Duff just put a question in. He wants to know how much stock you're going to put into the combine this year.
Not a lot, man. Not really. I didn't put a whole lot in last year. Everybody freaked out when Dalvin ran bad, and I was like, that's fine. You guys can keep sleeping on him. I'll take him. I mean, obviously he got hurt, so that sucked, but. A little bit of stock into the combine, a lot more in landing spot this year than maybe I allowed for last year.
All right.
Thanks for letting me, yeah.
Thanks a ton.
I'll hey. Your fucking group me message.
Yeah, answer your group me and pivot. You're on the clock. Whip just told me to tell you. Get that Steve. In.
I hope he's not on the clock by the time he listens to this. That Seriously. Is a slow time.
Get your pick in, dude.
I'm a featuring minimum, or FL featuring minimum, I guess it is. Or FF underscore breakdown, that's one.
He's
important.
Somebody.
Hit me up.
I'm DF underscore swag.
You don't need to follow that one,
though. Yeah, I did. What?
I said you were coolish.
Coolish. worth a foul, maybe.
Worth an ish.
Well, harmless. Maybe not coolish.
He's nice on there, guys.
I'm neat.
Ish. He's neat-ish.
Nito.
Nito Burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah, please cut it.